The key takeaways here are: use podcasts to shadow and repeat conversations. Focus on how native speakers sound and try to imitate their rhythm and tone. Practice speaking in context, not just with random words. Challenge yourself to retell what you hear in podcasts. And most importantly, be consistent. A little practice every day adds up. I hope my experience has given you some useful ideas on how you can improve your English speaking too. Remember, it's okay to make mistakes. It's all part of the learning process. The most important thing is to keep practicing and have fun with it. Now it's time to learn some important vocabulary related to the topic. First word is shadowing. It means a language learning technique where you listen and repeat speech. Example: I used the shadowing technique while listening to podcasts to improve my English speaking skills. Next word is mimic. It means to copy or imitate someone's speech or actions. Example: I mimicked the podcast host's tone and pace to sound more like a native speaker. Next word is intonation. It means the rise and fall of the voice in speaking, which affects meaning and emotion. Example: by practicing with podcasts, I learned how to use proper intonation to make my English sound more natural. Next word is pronunciation. It means the way in which a word is spoken or pronounced. Example: I focused on improving my pronunciation by repeating words I heard in podcasts. Next word is rhythm. It means the natural flow or beat in speech, often connected to stress and timing of words. Example: I practice the rhythm of English speech by copying the conversational style of podcast hosts. Next word is consistent. It means regular and steady over time without significant changes. Example: I made consistent practice a habit by listening to podcasts every morning. Next word is context. It means the circumstances or situation in which a word or phrase is used, which helps in understanding its meaning. Example: by listening to podcasts, I learned how to use new vocabulary in the right context. Next word is confidence. It means a feeling of self-assurance or belief in one's abilities. Example: speaking out loud while listening to podcasts helped me gain confidence in my English speaking skills. The last word is emphasize. It means to give special importance to something when speaking. Example: I learned how to emphasize keywords by listening to how the podcast speakers did it. Thank you for listening to our episode of the Simple English Podcast. I hope you learned something new and helpful today. Please give us a like and subscribe for a video like this. Share it with your friends and let us know what you think in the comments section below. We'll be back with more interesting discussions soon.